Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. We've been talking this week about the idea of execution and really getting things done. Now, I spend a lot of my time at work working with performers, top performers in many cases, that are salespeople that are bringing money in the front door, with executives that are trying to get ahead. And the one thing I can tell you that I see constantly is this idea to really see if they can create the perfect plan. They want to, before they start executing on anything, before they start doing anything, they want to map it all out. And what many of them are looking at is perfection. Now, I'm not arguing that the perfect plan isn't needed in certain cases. If you're planning a military operation, you want to get that plan down and perfectly nailed out and laid out. And if you're, you know, if you're in the medical industry and you're a surgeon, you want to figure out exactly what you're going to do before you start cutting. Now, I understand those. But for most of the rest of us, plans don't always require perfection. And the risk you run is this concept of paralysis by analysis. In other words, you keep going through and analyzing and reanalyzing and just continue to plan and plan and plan. But at some point, you've got to just jump in and start doing it, right? So as we're suggesting here, most plans don't require absolute perfection. And so what we want to do is we want to start executing. So we want something in place, and we don't want to do it haphazardly. But you can make course corrections and you can make changes as you go. But so often we wait and wait and wait for that perfect plan. And in the meantime, we could be executing on the plan and moving forward and getting things done. And clearly, we're going to learn from that execution. There are things that are going to come out of it that we're going to need to adjust. And we need to be open to those things. And so we're going to talk tomorrow about evaluating and making changes based on that evaluation. But the bottom line is, if you've got a project that you've been planning for a long time and you're not acting on that plan, you know, if it doesn't require absolute perfection, maybe you should start the execution stage, right? And then make those adjustments as you go. But there's nothing worse than just putting off things because you're waiting for perfection. Just jump in and start. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher, where they can pull on the podcast. And if you're getting us on LinkedIn or Facebook, you know, the one thing I'd ask is that you go to iTunes and hit the subscribe button, right? So you're getting it every day. And while you're there, if you wouldn't mind leaving a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to conclude our discussion on execution by talking about evaluating your progress as you go and making those course corrections we discussed today. For today, I just want you to look at your life and look at those things that are in the planning stage and ask yourself the question, can I begin executing now and continue to make those corrections as I go, as opposed to waiting to have that perfect plan to get started? We'll pick up from there tomorrow.